This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Catholic Church is using the word obstinate when it comes to U.S. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois. Senator Durbin's persistence in what is called manifest grave sin in his support of abortion now means his public position in a matter of grave sin will be met with a public response from the Church. Bishop Thomas Papraki wrote that he may not be admitted to Holy Communion not as punishment but as an opportunity for repentance. The court cases seeking abortions for illegal immigrant teens in federal custody are to be reviewed in a rare closed-door Supreme Court conference. What is complicating at least one case is that one teen who says she does not want an abortion has asked for different attorneys. She says two Brownsville, Texas attorneys compelled her to sign papers asking for an abortion. This is Life News Radio. In the contest to decide what rights human souls will actually possess before governments and in the public arena, the heroes are becoming ordinary people like you. People are speaking up for life before their friends, in public conversation, and in the voting booth. People in the abortion business are quitting and speaking out. Ordinary people are living ordinary lives in heroic testimony to the value and love of human life. Join us in making a culture of life. Federal District Court Judge David Ezra says Texas laws that require proper burial of human remains from abortion clinics may not be enforced. His preliminary injunction is being questioned as he reasons that proper disposal is an undue burden for those dealing with such remains anyway, which he says creates a substantial obstacle to abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.